Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. Was that? Well, for example, if not for our weekly recordings being on the same day, I would not know that it's Wednesday. What's your point? But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to Chris Alvarado. Chris, was the horrible menu for Vegas night Miko's fault or Henna's?
Miko's fault.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Well, okay. She didn't help. She didn't help.
She told him to make nachos.
Isn't it Kiko?
It is Kiko. Oh, that was a test. Who said that?
Whoa. Never mind. Fuck the question, Joey. That was great. Good work. I have nothing more to say.
Yeah. Miko is the stuffed animal I had sex with as a kid.
What the?
Say hello to Craig Kakowski. Cacao, what's the third thing you do miss about living in Los Angeles?
Miko.
You got to tell the people what just happened, Kevin.
Yes.
I got a spit take over spit Zoom. That was
almost
an accomplishment.
Almost coffee out my nose. Please welcome back Patrick Rowland.
Hello there.
Mighty Row, favorite TV show growing up and why?
Oh, my favorite TV show growing up was Pee-wee's Playhouse because it had Cowboy Curtis, which was a very young Lawrence Fishburne.
Fish.
And it was a cowboy with a jerry curl. So they had
that
me
was
at
it.
That.
Yeah.
That's all it took.
Perfect. Hey, there's Caroline Cotter. Caroline, are cats superior to all other pets because they're the only species other than humans who attempt to dispose of their poo?
Well, I mean, if that's how we're rating superiority, I don't know. I mean, I don't think so.
Do you find it?
Well, not to bring this up. I feel like I bring this up all the time, but I am fostering a bunny now.
Yep.
And he disposes of his own shit by eating it.
So does Joey.
Yeah, just like Joey. That's why I named my bunny Joey.
Yeah. It is strange to me that it's an instinct in cats to bury the born with this. And I guess it was about self-preservation in terms of being prey. Right? Anybody? Somebody?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sure,
that's
sure.
why humans do it. That's why humans eat their own shit.
Yep. And last, but fall down a well and refuse to call for help if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Sugarless cum, best advice you can offer anyone wanting to join the exciting world of acting in porn?
Oh, best my God. Advice. Well, we were just talking about this before, but stretch.
Stretch.
You know, like being limber is so important. You don't know what you're going to be asked of day of, and I can speak on experience.
Right.
And you think, oh, they're going to lie me down, and they're going to pour honey over my feet. And, then I'm going to, whatever the hell's going to happen. But actually what's being asked of you is I need to bring my feet past my ears and dislocate my elbow in order to mimic some kind of spider or scorpion thing.
Let's do a
and
damn show. I finally caught on. He's been doing that bit for 6 fucking shows, and I'm just letting him go.
I know. We're all waiting for you, Kevin.
Thank you for your patience. This first one up here is a note from a Patreon VIP, not a scene suggestion, but a call to action. Kevin and gang, you've already done 6 of my scene suggestions, so I won't hog another, but I do have a call to action. Will someone please make an Alchemy This wiki page that includes a section analyzing each scene suggestion and where that scene eventually went? Yeah, no, I don't see that happening.
Wow. I don't know. Patrick,
that is
you want to do that for him?
Crazy ass.
Yeah. On.
He goes on to say the crazy directions you take takes things in so many great areas. For example, my last scene suggestion of a seance in the late 1800s resulted in the founding of the Bennigan's restaurant chain. Another recent scene started with a newborn care class and resulted in a tragic accident at a cheesecake factory. Okay, not all your scenes include chain restaurants, but those are the first to come to my mind. I think this wiki page would be awesome. I'm not expecting James to do this as he is busy with the other tech stuff. Yeah, the ninth wonder of the world. But maybe an avid listener with time on their hands could take this up. Love you all. Each alchemist is highly skilled, has their own talent. But it wasn't until I started watching the Patreon videos that I noticed how great Chris Alvarado is at realizing when a scene is slowing down and then he grabs the wheel, turning it sharply and hitting the gas. Sign.
Finally.
Day.
Finally.
Yeah. Yep. You can die now.
Jeez.
And now on with our show before Chris does.
Holy shit.
Almost all of our scene suggestions are gathered from our listener emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemydish.com. That's your name here at alchemydish.com. Scene one comes from James, who wrote, I saw this news headline and thought you might use it. Diego, the tortoise who saved his entire species, finally retires to an uninhabited island. Diego, libidinous giant tortoise, credited with saving his species, has retired to this island off Ecuador after decades of service in a breeding program. It's estimated he is the patriarch of 40% of his species on his island. Thanks, James, not the heen.
Would you like another water with leaf inside, sir?
Yeah, that sounds nice.
It's on us.
Thank you. It's a little hard to relax, you know?
Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt. Are you Diego?
Yeah, I am.
Wow. I mean, crazy running into you at a Ruby Tuesdays, first of all. Could I get an autograph?
Sure. Of course.
I have a couple hours.
Okay, good. Yeah, that sounds good. Who should I make it out to?
Maft,
got it. Maft, as I'm signing this, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Have you been seizing every day?
I know that's your catchphrase, carpe diem, right?
That's right. Gather ye rosebuds while ye may.
Listen, why are you a Whitman fan?
Yeah, well, more of a Dead Poets Society fan, but hey.
Yeah. Love that movie. Yeah.
It's just important to me. I don't know if you know, but I sacrificed a lot. And if, you know, you weren't taking advantage of the time you had, it would be a disappointment.
So far you just have the solid down line in the D.
What do you mean we're out of leaves? I need a fucking leaf. I need to put a water and a leaf in there for Diego. He's like,
well, you should have looked at the board. It says 86 leaves. So if you don't pay attention to what we have in stock here at this restaurant, then you're going to get a big fat egg on your face in front of all our customers.
Becca, are you all right? What the
hell
is going
on? No, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I just got a call this morning. My whole family moved without telling me. My whole family moved. Yeah, why would I make that up?
I don't know. It just sounds just insane. I can't believe they moved without telling you, Becca.
They moved without
horrible.
Telling me. I woke up this morning. There was a note on the counter. They're gone.
Why are you at work?
Because I don't know what else to do, and I'm pissed, okay?
Oh, my God. We got to find your family.
No.
What do you mean, no? Your family left without telling you? We got to find them, Becca.
They don't want to be found, okay? That's what part of the note said. Stop trying to fix my fucking problems, okay? You came in here with the problem. There's no leaves left, so you have to go back and tell our celebrity VIP customer, our VIP customer that...
VIP.
Excuse, what? What's that?
So are you still going to be a Galapagos turtle when you're not in the Galapagos anymore? Or?
That's funny.
Turtle or tortoise? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Tortoise.
Oh, you're a tortoise. Okay.
Tortoise. Yeah. And that should wrap it up.
Well, that's just the eye and the... That's the dot in the eye.
Look, that's all I've got today for you, bud. It's just, you know, take care of yourself.
I'm okay. Sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. I was just over there having my meal. And are you Diego?
I am.
Diego. I don't know how to do this, but I think you're my father.
Oh, wow. Wow.
No, yeah. It actually isn't that exciting. Chances are I am. Oh. Chances are. Sir, are you recording this?
Yeah, is that cool?
I mean, I've...
Where were you for my graduation?
Look.
I never got the talk. I still don't know what I'm doing. And if anybody's going to give me the talk, it's got to be you.
Look, you have a lot of siblings that you can look to for support. What's your name, kid?
Morph.
Morph. Morph.
Good name.
I'm out of here.
Thank you. What?
I'm out of here.
I know I was
never around for you growing up, but I just need you to know that that's going to continue in a major way.
Wow, he really is. He really is starting to leave.
Wow. So. I mean,
hey, Rudy, it's Jonathan. Just leaving a message for you. I'm calling in that favor. It looks like a coworker of mine. She lost her family, and I'm going to need your expertise. You're one of the best private investigators I've ever known, and your tours with the Navy SEALs, as well as knowing how to build and fly planes. And you, what else have you done? You're an expert scuba diver. I guess that's part of the SEALs stuff. That's not that. You're just one of the best guys I know, and you're good at finding stuff. And I'm going to need your help. Again, calling in that favor, Rudy.
Hey, can you get out of the walk-in refrigerator, please? We're trying to run a restaurant.
Yes, sorry. just give me a call back. My number is 646.
Order up!
646-9.
Hey, you're the line cook. There's orders coming up for you. You got to...
Sorry. Okay, Rudy, call me back on this number. Okay, let's see. What is cooking? Got an order of eggs here. Let's get those going. Okay, easy peasy. okay, where are the leaves? Are we out of leaves? We're out of leaves, aren't we?
Hi, I'm sorry. Did you want anything other than eggs? It's a 78-page menu.
Do you have, like, leaves? Some leaves?
Yes, of course.
I could do some. Oh, crispy?
Sure.
Crispy with a little bit of dew. Just a little bit of like morning dew.
Crispy little dew. And the eggs, how would you like the eggs prepared?
Cooked in a skillet with butter. Okay. And love. A lot of love. I could use a lot of love.
Butter and a lot of love. Leaves.
Crispy. Don't forget that morning dew.
Crispy dew.
I'm sorry. Is that Diego?
Yes. It'd be great. It'd be great if you could get a picture with him, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would love. Can I do that?
Of course. Just walk on up. He's very personable.
I just can't walk up to someone like that.
Sure you can. Watch. Pardon me, Diego?
Yes.
Sorry to trouble you. Is there anything else? How's your meal?
Great. Great. Thank you.
All right.
He's been on his way out for 20 minutes.
Can I get you anything else before you leave?
Can you get this guy away from me? He's following me. He narrates my every move. You too.
Oh,
yeah,
me?
No, both of you. Both of you. Listen.
Or your bastard son.
Everybody listen up. I'm not just leaving this establishment.
Right.
I'm leaving this entire island. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Smash.
Oh, my God. Crash.
I saved up a little dough.
Ray
and
Nate.
What's going on?
Okay, we prepared a song for you if you are ever going to leave. I saved up a little dough. Flash mob. Hold on. We practiced a flash mob dance and we practiced a song for you.
Well, let's have it because I'm out of here.
Ray. Me.
Me.
Dough.
Dough.
Ray. Ray. Ray.
Me.
Me.
Ah, my leg. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
This is part of it. This is part of it.
Diego, suck the blood out of my leg. I'm done helping everybody else. It's time for Diego. No, I'm not. Get your hand off my neck.
Diego, you brought so much to hurry.
I'm done helping everybody. It's time for Diego. Shut up. Stop calling me daddy.
daddy, why?
Let go of me. Let go of me.
You brought so much ecotourism to the Galapagos. I mean, we have a Ruby Tuesdays now. It's been incredible for the economy.
I don't know what ecotourism means, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Becca, sorry to go over your head and all this, but I contacted a good buddy of mine, Rudy. He's a survivalist, naturalist.
Rudy Wednesday?
Yeah, Rudy Wednesday. Yeah. Well, he had that Discovery Channel show, Waking Up on Wednesday.
Why would you contact him?
Well, your family's missing. We don't know why they're missing.
Do you remember what I said after I told you that they left? That they did not want to be found. Yeah, I threw a plate at you. That's not what I told you. Did the plate come from my mouth? It came from my hand. It's an object. I'm talking about words. Right. What I told you was they do not want to be found.
Okay, I just thought it might have been like a ransom, or maybe they were abducted and someone forged the note. I just wanted to exhaust every option before we know for a fact that they didn't want you.
They wrote... Okay, well, that's a little harsh. They wrote a note that said they're leaving and they don't want to be found, okay? Do you understand? Okay.
I do.
And you still called this expert?
Yeah.
To find them. And he's already working on it?
I don't know. He hasn't called me back, but I left him a
message. So this is not even set in stone is what you're telling me.
Excuse me. Hello, Rudy.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Jonathan. I left you a message earlier.
Why did you answer it with his name?
Oh, I knew it was him. I just said, hi, Rudy. I didn't. What no one want? Says like, hi, Jonathan. I guess people say that. I guess people.
That's what I meant. That's what the clarification.
I guess people do. But you know what I mean? Like, hey,
he's not there anymore. I'm just going to hang up.
You know what? We'll just do some quick fire experiments and test runs. Just do your best. That's all I ask is do your best. Okay. Phone ring, 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 ring. Answer it.
This is the experiment?
No, that can't be how you answer the phone.
I just don't
you can't pick up the phone and say, this is the experiment?
I don't know. So you want me to answer the phone?
Well, that's step one. See how you answer a phone.
How many steps are there? What is the
ring,
test?
Ring, ring, ring. Answer the phone.
Hello.
Ah, fuck, man.
Okay, tortoises, welcome to the father tortoise dance. Now, if you're a tortoise and you're here with your daddy, it is time to grab him and shake your little booties. Why is everybody crying?
We all have the same daddy.
Well, where is he?
He doesn't want to dance with us.
We don't know where our dad is.
All of you?
Why is this a thing?
I'm his favorite.
Manta, can I talk to you for a second? Manta, can I talk to you for a second? The DJ, get the fuck over here for a second.
Yes.
What are you doing, huh?
Everyone's crying. Everyone's fucking crying.
A tortoise dad dance? Fucking insane, man. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Look, I'm getting $80 for this gig, okay? I'm going to try to fucking make it fun. Okay, I thought that'd be fun.
Make it fun? Make it fun for you or for everybody? Everything you've been saying is making these fucking tortoises cry, all right?
And then they're so sensitive.
Just so you know, you guys are still right next to the microphone. We can hear everything you're saying.
Why don't you just play the tortoise slide? We love that.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
you organized a tortoise daddy dance and didn't bring the tortoise slide?
And like you don't have access to YouTube or Spotify where you could just pull it up?
Just sing it. Just sing it.
All right. You want the tortoise slide? Here it comes. The tortoise slide.
Yay.
Move.
This tempo's a little fast for us.
I'm gonna break a leg.
Just ten times speed. Move.
Right.
And that is scene number one. Oh, holy Toledo. Scene two comes to us from Patreon VIP Kevin, who wrote, "My scene suggestion in one word." It's not actually a word, by the way. FOMO.
Yeah, so the party's going to be popping off around like 6 or something like that. We got this local DJ coming in.
Did you invite everybody?
He's like really, really... Say again?
Did you invite everybody?
Yeah, I mean, most people, yeah. I mean, the people I want to hear.
Did you invite Doug?
No, I did not invite Doug.
Well, how's Doug supposed to feel about that?
I don't know anymore. I'm not carrying his goddamn feelings anymore, okay? When did that start? Last time we were out, when we were at Chucky's.
First of all, we were eating those pizza popcorn. So upset.
Because this, I feel like I'm getting just like skewered with this.
Right. The last so time your we were voice hanging out- goes up. Your tone is intense. The speed with which you speak increases. Are you aware of this?
Are you fucking serious? Yes, I'm aware of that. I'm saying it. Yes, I'm aware of this.
So you're trying to put out these vibes of you're annoying me. Stop.
You know, Kyle, you know what, man? I'm so sorry I came over for coffee. That's my fault. All right. Next time, I'm just when you invite me, I'm just going to say no. Because every time I come over, you just comment on how I'm talking, the tone, the speed, everything, the inflection. And then I feel bad about it.
Is it possible you know I'm trying to help you?
I don't know. You said that as a question. I don't know. Okay. I hope you are. You know what? I got to get ready for the party, Kyle. I got to get ready for the fucking party.
Okay. And, so I'm going to invite Doug. And
No, Kyle. I've invited people that I want there. Doug should not be there. Okay.
I think it's a mistake.
He is a terrorist. He's a social terrorist.
I think it's a mistake. Give me one example of him being a social terrorist.
The last time we were hanging out at Chucky's, we were having popcorn pizza and he started freaking out because he said we didn't get enough. Enough of what he couldn't establish. He was just sweating and freaking out. Had the manager come over, said that he didn't enjoy any of the platters that we got. We got several salami platters. None of them were to his liking. I don't know why. I have no fucking idea why. Okay. He just made a big to-do about it.
First of all, I was there. You don't have to recall the entire fucking story, all right? Just
you asked for an example.
Yeah,
you asked
an example.
Excuse me, can I see a manager, please?
Yeah,
can I see a manager?
Oh, you want to take this, Jenny?
No, I don't. I'm out. How many managers? The top, so you can take this.
Okay, how many managers do you have at this Chuck E. Cheese?
About four. Why?
Okay, that's good. You're well staffed.
Thank you.
My friends ordered these platters and I'm not satisfied with them.
I mean, is there enough? There's not enough? Too much salami?
It's not that big a deal. It's honestly not that big a deal. We're fine.
No, it's not that big a deal?
Okay.
I can't find the salami I want.
Okay. Well, we here at Chuck
It's like
Tish.
They're playing hide the salami.
Well, okay, sir, we won't
have
that
touching
talk
all
here.
The salami. You're just touching all the salami.
I don't like this salami. I don't like that salami.
Sir, please don't throw the salami onto the floor.
What kind of salami platter is this?
Well, I mean, it is Chuck E. Cheese.
Hey, Doug, come on into my office, bud.
All right.
Congratulations. You sold more Nissans than anybody has this month. You're doing great.
Fuck yeah, I did.
Yeah. So, of course, you're going to get a bonus from corporate, that's for sure.
Sold a shit ton of Ultimas.
Yeah. I just wanted to congratulate you on that, let you know you will be getting your bonus. You,
bunch of Xterras.
You got any plans this weekend?
Well, you know, my normal weekend is just classic fear of missing out, right?
That's your normal, okay.
I just have a feeling that everybody's doing stuff without me.
Hey, why? Sorry to jump in here. Steve, here you go, man. Here's an invitation for the party later on. Doug, how you doing?
Thank you.
For the what?
You know, Jared doesn't sell a lot of cars, but he's got that fucking charisma. You know what I mean? He's got charisma. I like that guy.
I don't see it, honestly, but what's this about a party?
Oh, this is the flyer here. It's graphic.
Let me see this.
All right. Jesus Christ.
All night rager? Salami platters?
Okay, sir. I just want to make sure I got the order correct. You want us to write All Night Rager on the flyer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All Night Rager.
Yeah, and then just floating dicks.
Right. We got the floating dicks, I think, pretty well. But couldn't you just put Rager?
Yeah, but I wanted to like really express it's all night. I think
or
saying all night.
To be a little less on the nose. All night, just put all night.
Hey, Steve, you're not a fucking editor. You know what I mean? Just print the fucking guy's request.
I mean, look at this flyer. Look at all these pickles. I mean, this is my kind of party.
Yeah. Well, so I'm just kind of, I want something like affordable, something economic.
Right.
You know, just something that I can just take around.
I mean,
town
look
with.
At this flyer, ma'am.
Yeah. I see it. Yeah.
What are you driving right now, if you don't mind me asking? Are you trading in something?
Yeah, right now I'm driving a 2005 Land Rover.
Oh, all right. Well, have you seen a Nissan Altima? Have you seen one? I mean, you've seen one probably. Have you really looked at one?
Probably no, I haven't. I wouldn't say
this. You ever got behind the wheel of one?
No, no, no.
Well, get in this damn car.
Okay. Wow. Whoa, this is really roomy.
So any lead on any shindigs this weekend?
Well, yeah, actually a couple of my friends and I are getting together. We're going to just a local Ruby Tuesdays and doing our martinis and deep fried jalapenos as we do.
Wow. What a combo.
Yeah, it's really nice. So we
I'd go there if I wasn't banned from the restaurant.
Oh my God, what happened?
Oh. Is there a manager? Is there a manager for this Ruby Tuesday?
Wait, you want this one?
Did you want this? No, this is you. This is all you.
No, I don't want to do it.
Oh, fine.
Fuck.
Okay, let's do it together.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
we're both managers.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm here at this Ruby Tuesday. I'm having a burger flight. And I have to look around, and there's tons of tortoises at this goddamn restaurant, and I have to look at them eating their giant lettuce.
Well, I'm sorry. It is, I think, famously a restaurant that serves both tortoises and humans, and there's illustrations of that in our advertisements, in our commercials.
They have a right.
So they have a right.
Right.
Yeah.
They have a right.
I'm just trying to relax at the Galapagos without seeing a tortoise for 10 goddamn minutes.
Why would you come here if this is the place where you wanted to not see tortoises?
I'm the customer, and I'm always right.
Managers, can you come into my office, please?
Yeah, it's so small in here. You want us both in here at once?
It's kind of tight.
Oh, my God.
Really tight.
I'm just touching everyone. My body's touching everyone right now.
Yeah, okay. I can feel
it obviously
on my skin.
We're nose to nose just about here. Mm. I'm going to be honest. One of you has got to go.
Where?
We can't afford it anymore. We can't afford to have two managers on duty at the same time.
Knock, knock. I'm so sorry, Sean.
No, come on in.
Come in.
I just want to drop this invitation.
No, come in. Kara, come in. So, okay. I know you can't shut the door behind you, but it's just...
Ow, ow.
It's okay.
Oh, sorry, Kara. I had Kara's leg in my mouth.
Okay. Kara,
did you drink some of my leg blood?
Yes.
We really need to wrap that up.
I'll expose every wound I want to expose.
I'm
not going to get into this again.
Kara, why don't you and I leave? Let's let these two discuss what they have to discuss. I expect only one of you to be on the floor in 10 minutes. Goodbye. Come on, Kara.
What?
Come on, Kara. Kara, let's go.
My leg is in her mouth.
Kara, let's go.
Okay, hold on. Let me open it a little wider. Okay. There we go.
Let's go.
So what do we do? Why is he making this like a Dark Knight Rises situation?
I don't know. Do we have to fight this out?
Oh, God. I abhor violence.
Me too.
Abhor it.
And I'm afraid of bats. So I guess that makes me kind of closer to Batman.
Yeah.
And what's like your kind of backstory like?
Well, I lost my parents in an alley. They didn't...
Oh my God, no way.
Well, it looks like another FOMO weekend for Doug. Just sitting home watching reruns of Wake Up with Wednesday. This is the experiment.
Oh my God.
Doug, you don't know me. But I'm here to give you an invitation to a party.
Are you using a voice synthesizer?
Yes. It's actually an app. It's like pretty easy to download on your phone.
Really? What's the name of the app?
Synth.
Synth?
It's by the makers of, I don't know. Listen, this other time. of Cooper. Remember Cooper, the app Cooper? Anyway, bad time. There's a party. 124 La Mirada Lane, 7 p.m.
124 La Mirada Lane? Okay, La Mirada. La Mirada, spelled the traditional way?
I've left.
Yeah, man, so anyway, there I was just fixing up my bike. Who the hell are you, buddy? What the hell are you doing here?
I got an invite to this party.
Oh, you got an invite to this party here, huh?
124 La Marauder Lane.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you, son. This is only for people who are patched in.
Patched in?
You patched in, brother?
Yeah, you understand what that means?
It means you're doing a remote voiceover gig?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Only people here are patched in via Ethernet into the World Wide Web.
All currently running separate sessions.
Yes, you have to really. Hey, you have to have a really good at-home recording studio. You need a microphone. No. You need headphones. You need a bit of a sound sucker.
Yep, all of that, brother.
What's wrong with the mic that comes with my laptop?
Oh,
are you saying you're dumb?
Somebody beat the shit out of this guy before I get pissed.
You ain't the shiniest piece of corn in the turd, are you?
Look, it's 7 o'clock promptly, and I was told the party began at 7 o'clock. I'm here for the party.
Party's here, brother, but we're not going to have somebody doing their local recording on a janky-ass microphone. This is primo professional work here, bub.
Feels like I got punked by that guy with the synth.
What are you talking about? Someone called you with a synth recording?
Somebody called me disguising their voice telling me to go to this party.
Did anybody else hear that demon voice?
I was just going to say something.
All right. I heard a demon.
Okay, cool. So we all heard a demon.
And we're all on the same page with that, brother.
Who's the new guy?
Oh, shit.
Oh,
shit. It's the most famous voice recorder of all time.
It's me, Cliff.
Oh, Cliff. My bad. I fucked that up.
Patched in from the hallway. Who's the new guy?
My name is Douglas.
Doug, you're not from around here, are you?
I didn't give you permission to call me Doug.
I like where you shoot from, Douglas.
I'm from Uptown.
Oh, Uptown. I see. I don't remember you in the voiceover biz before. What else have you done?
Well, I've done several complaints at various restaurants. I've sold a shit ton of Ultimas.
Oh, you're the Ultima guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know
shoot.
Me by reputation?
Well, I know yeah. Captain Ultima. Is that you?
Sure.
Well, damn. I'd like to buy an Ultima. Sell me one.
Well, I mean,
in
it's just...
In a voiceover.
Okay.
Don't fuck it up, Douglas.
Well, it's just the most affordable car. I mean... This is my voiceover voice. This is who I am. Okay,
God,
I'm not gonna put on some kind of phony voice because you want me to. All right, I'm gonna be who I am.
Listen, Captain Ultima, we all put on voices. I mean, that's what we do, right? I mean, that demon thing. I just made that up one day in order to sell hummus. So we all have to do what we have to do. So if you want to sell more Ultimas, let's try a couple of voices. Give me like an old-time attorney from the South.
Oh.
Your Honor,
That's perfect.
I object.
That's perfect.
Not much of a difference.
Hey, I'm the DJ. I'm setting up for the party. The one with the dicks all over the flyer.
Oh, great. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Where is everyone?
They're coming. They should be coming. But
I'm running a little late, obviously. Sorry about that, man. It was just...
No, it's fine. It's fine. Everyone's running a little late. So
La Mirada Boulevard is crazy. What's up?
What?
I'm just saying La Mirada Boulevard is nuts.
Oh, yeah. There's always like something going on over there. Yeah. But you'll see I dug a hole in the center of the living room. So I'm going to have you dropped into
Holy
there.
Shit. Do you own this place?
I'm renting. So we'll have you just down there. And I got wires going all the way up here. And you'll see I screwed in some speakers all in the four corners of this room.
Shit.
So I really want this to just be like a room that just being like showered in sound.
Yeah,
constantly.
That's
so
fucking great. Wow.
I don't want you to take a break, okay? So I want this to continually go in. I'll have food and water snaked down to you, so that's not going to be a problem. And there is a bathroom down there. I've carved a hole in the side of the wall right down there. You'll see that's where you can stick your pee-pee in and pee-pee in there.
Yeah.
And then there's another hole right over here where you can just drop if you need to do number two.
Okay.
So no problems
great.
There.
Wow. This is honestly, this is insane, dude. This is great. This is cool.
Yeah, right? Well, I just thought like, let's have a party.
So what's the capacity? What are you expecting? What are the numbers?
Oh my gosh, the numbers right now, what I'm expecting, maybe 2,000-3,000 people.
Holy shit.
What's probably going to happen is maybe double that, if I can be honest.
Yeah, that happens. Word of mouth and stuff.
Exactly. I will be putting an iron grate right on top of the edge right here. You can see I have it against the wall here. So people can dance on top, right? I don't want this to be.
So the whole thing to be covered.
It's 4 a.m., same situation. No one has shown up yet.
Is that your uncle? Who's that?
Yeah, he normally comments on how I'm speaking, the tone, and all that. I meet up with him for coffee every morning. I accidentally dropped the flyer. He came, and now he's shaming me the whole night. Every hour on the hour, he's telling me who's here.
Listen, anyway, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. I think. I mean, I've been playing nonstop. You've been telling me to play nonstop. So.
Yeah, no, you've been doing your job, but it's not ring, all ring. Night yet.
Ring,
oh,
ring.
Oh, hold on. Hello.
Hey, it's Doug, you fucktard. I'm at a party with a bunch of patched-in voiceover artists, and I have a career now. I have a career.
This is the best party.
I already have conflicts for luxury automobiles and sports drinks.
Okay, cool. Cool, man.
So I hope your party's going fine without me. I hope you're having FOMO for a change.
Nobody's here, Doug.
Ha. Ha ha ha!
No one showed up.
Yeah, because you had pickles all over your flyer.
And that scene too. Oh, pickles. Scene 3 today comes to us from quote unquote a listener who writes, "Dear Alchemist, I write to tell you the same as every other fan out there. I've been following." Wait, Kevin Pollak is reading this on air. I will make him say whatever I want. You are my puppet now. Wah-ha-ha-ha-ha. I, Kevin Pollak, declare today to be the day in which tomorrow will be as yesterday was a day when James Heaney, awesome red mustache, eclipsed his fluffy red face. But I digress. Let's meet the suggestion of unknown listener. So this listener's email was really all over the place. He gave me 3 suggestions, but I'll stick to one of them. And if you're asking yourself whether I'm reading this email aloud or just making something up, I'm glad to tell you that I leave that to your imagination. So the suggestion, a group of dinosaur friends attend the birthday party of a religious dinosaur friend who insists on telling them that the end is nigh. Love and kisses, Chickenist Church, a listener.
But I mean, it wasn't always like that. You know, it was.
What was it like better before that?
Say again.
What was it like before that?
Well, I mean, everything was cheaper, obviously, you know, but all the prices are rising on different parts of the land as well as different caves. So it's hard to find, you know, something that's, you know, like when we were eggs. It's not the same when we were eggs.
Now, everybody move to the left.
Stomp, stomp.
Everybody smash. Move to the right.
Man, this smash. DJ is smash, up, smash. Like he hates his job.
I find some of the instructions like confusing.
Jump up.
But it's not that bad. You know what I mean? I think like with the, I think the people are making more money. People are spending more leaves, you know?
People.
So
what
I think
are people?
What I call
what are you talking about?
My Where fingers. Are these people?
People are my fingers. It's a word I made up for my fingies. I make up a whole bunch of words. Actually, if you guys want to come in the back, I think you'd love to see. I got a little shrine.
Are we not in the back?
No, you're in the front of the house. You're in the foyer. So why don't you come over to the back of the cave? Yeah, nice. So check this out. Now, look at this. Look at this here. I know a lot of us don't necessarily have something to lean up on in the sense of like beliefs or whatever. But
I don't want to hear this stupid, like, stupid. Fake BS about what's going to happen when we die, okay?
It's not fake BS, okay? And the end is coming, okay?
Okay. Oh my
and this
God.
Is the party for us to realize. The party for us to realize that
in
the only way that we're going to come in.
In what way is the end coming? How are we going to all just disappear?
Yeah, you know, it's like a whole planet we're all just going to get snuffed out or something.
Do you know what the latest population number is? Have you heard?
Have you heard?
How many of us there are? So your suggestion is at some point the end is just going to occur and there's no more of us.
Yes.
Now, clap your hands. Now clap.
Can someone close that cave door, please, so I can tell you?
What the hell? What is this thing? You got a naked dinosaur on a freaking bone cross. What the hell? This is weird, dude.
Now look, everything in the dinosaur is half off. You guys are my friends, all right? So what, anything you need in there or want there, it's like obviously it's a fucking friend deal. So just please.
I don't want any of your weird religious propaganda stuff.
It's not propaganda.
Yeah, why is it so ripped? It's got like so in shape.
Why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't the king of all dinosaurs be jacked?
Oh my god.
Is this king talking to Rex? Have you been talking to Rex again?
Yes, but it's not that. It's not like that. Everyone, you know what? This is the problem. Everyone here just relies too much on science, and that's the problem. That's the fucking problem. There's so much that we can't explain. Science can't explain everything. Science doesn't know why we walk on two legs or four. Science doesn't know why we got scalies in the back.
Hey, Billy. When you say science, which one of us are you referring to?
I'm referring to... Well, all of us, honestly. We don't know. We're all science.
Science.
Sorry to interrupt. It's snack time. Here's seven wild boars. Go ahead.
Get it. Went down the wrong path.
Damn, that was tasty.
That was good.
Got a little bit of hair.
Rex. Hi, Rex. I bow before you. I bow.
Please. No need. Come on.
I'm ill. I'm a pterodactyl, obviously. My left wing is not working. Will you touch me, please? Will you lay your hands upon me?
So you come to me, a wounded pterodactyl, wanting to be healed.
Yes. You are the king of all dinosaurs. I believe that.
Well, I mean, I'm going to do what I do, you know, to pretty much everyone who makes this request, which is I'm going to eat you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so just so you know, that healing is a euphemism.
It's strange that you eat so many of your disciples, and yet you're so jacked. Your abs are just popping out of your abdomen. I can see. Okay, just eat me, please. Take me to the good side. Is that where I'm going?
Professor, I've unearthed another strange artifact, if I can say that. It seems like
You can say artifact. You just said it. So what do you mean?
Yes, Professor. What I mean is that...
I'm just saying you made me come into my office on the weekend. I told you office hours were Monday from 7 to 7:15 p.m., so this better be good.
It is, Professor. Okay. I wouldn't bring you in here otherwise. I found what looks like a crucifix in a small dinosaur... Nailed
what
to
the
it.
Fuck? No, this is a small hot dinosaur. This isn't just a small dinosaur. This is a small sexy dinosaur. That's the most important part of this. This is really fucking hot.
No, this is hot as hell.
This is really sexy. All jumbled.
This is really sexy. Getting me all jumbled. And I don't know what to do.
I don't want to speak out of turn, but I haven't felt anything in my private part since my wife died 30 years ago. And this is the first thing to make it feel tingly a little bit.
Okay. All right.
So this is big. You've got to do your thesis on this.
Now, of course, I could just use one claw to slice you open, but I'm going to start by gnawing on your healthy wing.
Yes, King. Yes. Oh, yes. Take me.
Tell me I'm the best.
You're the best.
Tell me I'm the best.
You're the king. Right. You're the king of dinosaurs.
Ding dong, Rex.
Jesus.
Kill me, please.
Oh, no. No, this is going to take a couple days. Yeah, what is it?
There has been sighting of some kind of star falling towards us. Do you want to see?
Look, you know, stars fall all the time, and nothing really happened.
What?
No, this is not a prophecy, all right? This is not a prophecy.
This is not a prophecy, all right?
Stop writing down what I'm saying, okay?
Stop writing down what I'm saying.
None of this, okay? Of this. Look, I've got a pterodactyl that I'm slowly killing. Can I get back to that?
Back to that.
Yes.
All right, you know, if somebody wants to draw this for posterity.
So let me get this straight. You two archaeologists want to speak to the Pope himself, because of some findings you have. Is that correct?
Cardinal, yes. If you just unravel that cloth.
Stop peeking behind. Don't peek behind the door.
Cardinal, do me a favor. Unravel what? That.
Unravel
and
it.
And tell me if you get a chubby.
Or even a foley. Chubber foley.
You want me to unravel this that is in front?
Yeah, see if you get a Chubbazard.
Okay. This is not going to let you. I'm not letting you in to see the Pope.
No, we just want you to unwrap it.
Okay, I unwrap it.
Luigi, who's out there?
No one. Postmates.
Your holiest excellency, we are scientists who have found evidence that there might be another Jesus, a pre-Jesus, a prehistoric Jesus.
Pre-Jesus.
Your excellency.
He just made it in. I'm sorry.
Are you here with my wings?
Yeah.
We do have wings. Wow. We were going to eat them, but if you would let us in and have them,
I still can't wrap my brain around it, this whole Postmates thing. It's a great thing.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? I accidentally bought Unlimited. Now I have it for the whole year, so I kind of use it more.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Me too, me too.
So I didn't have to pay a delivery fee for this.
Exactly.
Right? But you can have it. You can have it.
Oh, so you brought the wings. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, but
no,
sir,
Your Excellency, we brought something more powerful than wings.
Yeah. I'm confused. Are you not prepared, Postmates?
No, not in really. I use Postmates in a way.
In a way.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah.
So how did you get to this audience with the Pope?
My people here
they pushed past me. They just pushed past me. They used
great
physical.
Job, Cardinal Rick. You're doing a top-notch job.
I'm not very strong. I don't know they were going to use physicality on me. I don't.
No, I understand. You're like a cellophane.
Okay, I'll go.
Pupil here has made an incredible discovery. And when I first saw it, I thought, no way. But then I've had nonstop big ones since he showed
maybe
me.
Maybe if I may, a little more backstory.
Okay, take it away.
Where do we begin?
Where do we begin? I mean, the Earth was...
I guess
was...
I started getting into paleontology. honestly, Jurassic Park, I know.
Look, all I know is I have this bag of wings, and the address is 1 St. Peter Square, okay?
You're not getting in.
What do you mean, and I'm not getting in?
It's we're not letting you in,
okay?
Yeah,
this is
a
St. Peter Square, right?
No shit it is.
What's yeah, we know
where
we are.
Do you think we're going to let you in, huh?
Yeah, you think we're going to... yeah.
What do you think?
Look, is a 6 of mild wings, a 6 of spicy wings, and a 6 of barbecue wings, okay?
That sounds like the Pope's order. That sounds like what the Pope's order.
It's very Pope.
This is order for the Pope.
Oh. Il Papa.
Il Papa mia. Papa John.
Papa John.
Papa Smurf.
Papa Pippi.
So you guys are just like a riffing stream of consciousness now?
We're a Swiss guards. You understand?
Yeah.
You don't sound a Swiss.
We put sound a certain way.
Look, I got to put these wings right in the hands of the Pope, okay?
Hey, you're not going to get any of the Pope.
You are going nowhere near him. Shit. Yeah.
Okay, then the Pope will not get his wings, okay?
Oh, don't throw those wings out, huh?
Don't you waste the food around us, huh?
No, that's what I do. If I can't put it in the hands of the customer, I put it in the trash, okay?
If you put those wings in the trash, I swear to the God.
Pope, what do you mean you wanted us to take down all of the crucifixes? What discovery had you made?
Cardinal Rick, first of all, still waiting on the wings. And secondly, I have a new son that I need to celebrate in the public square of the entire country.
But you want us to take down every painting and sculpture of Jesus Christ and the Mother Mary?
If I may, they had their time, no? I mean, it's been a hell of a run. And I feel like this new discovery is more powerful. It's a way to regenerate and rejuvenate the revitalize the people and the faith in me. I mean, the Lord.
Well, okay. They're all waiting for you in the square. You can make your entrance at that big window thing where you open it up. And
speaking of the square,
you.
Are the wings out there? Somewhere?
I'll go look right now.
This is nuts, huh? We're gonna go see the Pope. Huh? This is crazy. I can't believe we got such a good seat there.
Oh my god, this dude, is gonna be awesome! Holy moly, dude! I've been waiting my whole life for this.
We're gonna see a Pope.
The Pope.
We're gonna see the Pope.
We got to see the Pope. We're gonna see the Pope.
This is crazy.
Hey. Where are you going?
We're gonna see the Pope.
We're gonna go
to see the Pope. No. You don't just go see the Pope.
Yeah.
Show me identification.
There you go.
I'm a Swiss guard. Look at this. Look.
Come on. Okay.
Hey, look at that.
I'm gonna run this. I'll be right at the back.
Wait, who the hell was this guy? He just came across the middle of the street.
That guy. Hey,
excuse me. You have a warrant out for your arrest.
This American, he's telling me I have an award for my
life. Is that true?
Is it true?
Is it true? Yes.
Okay, listen.
What did you do?
I killed the tortoise, okay? I didn't know this was a famous tortoise.
Oh, come on.
I didn't know. I thought it was a rock. And you know me, I can see a rock. I go, let's smash that rock. And I didn't know.
Wait, but it's not. You can't think it's a rock because it's a tortoise has a little mouth that moves and a little legs.
I fucked it up.
You're messing up a chance to see the Pope.
Hey, look, I asked for a forgiveness. Okay, I see the Pope. I say, hey, forgive me, please. I fucked it up.
Huh? Okay, I'm back. Okay.
Oh, the Americans back.
I'm not American.
American.
No. My mother's from Ohio.
That's Ohio.
I am Italiano.
You're a Toledo.
Oh, how am I gonna get the Pope of his wings? I'm a good doing down all these dark passageways. There's so many hidden corridors here.
Hey, traveler. Hey, you were down there. You were down there on the bike.
Hey, yeah.
It's me, the Pope. You got the wings?
Oh, your holiness, yes, I have your wings.
I'll open up the back door. You come up the stairs.
Okay, I'm going to ride my bike straight up the stairs.
Swiss guard. Take out the intruder. Somebody has made their way toward the Pope. Take him out now.
Oh, no, not to the Pope.
I see the intruder. He's wearing a long white robe. I have him.
Take your shot.
Pew, pew. I make the noise with my mouth. Do you hear?
Yes, but did you also pull the trigger?
No, I have no gun.
Wait, what?
Your holiness, here's your wings.
There's the Pope! He's holding a bag! The Pope is holding a bag!
No!
Sauce!
Blood!
Wings!
Pope dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Cardinal.
Get the American off the microphone!
No! I'm not fool. I have bad news and good news.
Speak Italian.
The bad news is the Pope is dead.
Holy shit!
Not the Pope.
But wait, Big Pope. I have good news. We have a new savior. This tiny, tiny, sexy dinosaur.
Whoa! I got the fool of chub.
Look at the crucifix. Bow down to the king.
Okay, I'm lubricating your injured wing with a mild sauce.
Oh, you're sick, man. You're sick.
Now I'm putting a barbecue sauce on your healthy wing.
Oh,
how does that feel?
Rex.
Oh, Jesus.
Please kill me.
I'm not going to kill you for a couple of days. What's the status of that falling star?
It's getting closer.
That's our show for today. Oh, it's always been a fantasy to end on kaboom. I want to thank all of our alchemists for joining us on this particular outing, starting with Mr. Joey Greer. Joseph? Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything you would like folks to know, a project or what have yous? Where folks can find you, something you'd like to bring attention to.
You know, for the last month of August, Westside Comedy Theater is going to be having shows on Twitch. Mm-hmm. So please go on there and check out all the shows before everyone scatters and forms their own channel and whatnot. So
when you say go on Twitch, what exactly do you mean?
I mean, patch into the internet, go to twitch.tv. I think it's / Westside Comedy Theater.
Into the internet. You mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, plug into it. I mean, like tap into that sweet juice.
Copy.
And just siphon that honey.
All right.
And check it out. Go check that out. And if you're
Westside Comedy on Twitch.
Westside Comedy on Twitch. And if you're bored, check out Good Night on iTunes or Amazon.
Comedy album extraordinaire for Mr. Joseph Greer.
That's the one.
Caroline Connor, thank you so very much for being here today.
Thank you.
Any things you would like to mention, draw folks' attention to?
No.
Perfect.
No.
All right. Fair enough. Just want to make sure you had that opportunity.
Thank you.
Patrick Rollin, thank you so much for coming back and joining.
Well, thanks for having me. Don't know where that voice came from.
Is there anything in a normal voice you'd like to bring folks' attention to?
Oh, actually, I will be hosting a burlesque show.
Keep talking.
August 28th at 8 p.m. With Golden Chandelier. They're going to be doing a tribute to retrofuturism, and I'm the host. So find me on find Golden Chandelier on social media, or me, Patrick Rowland.
You're saying Golden Chandelier.
Golden Chandelier.
Okay, look for that on your social medias. Damn it. Craig Kukowski.
Yeah, that thing about Diego retiring to an uninhabited island made me think about Desert Island, which is called because it's deserted, not because it's devoid of rain or green. You could have a desert island that is very green and lush. Also, Just Desserts, by the way, is desserts because you deserve them, and it is spelled with one S. It's not spelled with two S's, i.e. you get cakes and pies when you get your Just Desserts. You get your Just Desserts spelled like desert but pronounced dessert.
Thank you so much for that, Craig. Wow. Honestly and truly, because almost every other day, Chris Alvarado emails me and has these random questions, and you just keep nailing them one after another. So thank you, he's Chris Alvarado.
Well, me, dum-dum, me spent 6 years at a community college, so that's true.
Yep.
But if you're bored and you're listening to the Goodnight audio album, why don't you swing by my website, okay? Uh-huh. Just take a look around, you know what I mean? Look at my headshots and stuff. Ooh. You know, that's Chris. Ooh. I mean, it's been there forever. Nothing's changed. It's chris-alvarado.com. I will tell you this. The reason why I'm mentioning it is because I got an email saying one person found your website through Google and it excited me.
Wow.
So, you know, swing by, listen to Goodnight album, and then just like that's what you're listening to. And what you want to see is chris-alvarado.com. Then go to Golden Chandelier.
Right on.
Yeah.
Let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you to please wear a mask when you go outside. Be kind to each other. Look out for each other. Damn it. Let's have each other's back. I have your back. Feel it. Say it. Believe it. Until next time.
Alchemy. Alchemy.